A supportive boss addresses workplace gender disparities effectively. Men get promoted 25% more than women to management. Only 7.6% of Fortune 500 CEOs are women. And more than 1,500 companies are led by men named John than by women. Women still handle most household and parenting duties. Key to women's career success: having a fair, supportive boss who recognizes their talent and promotes them. Companies might lose their best workers if they don't address women's worries about fair pay, promotions, and protection from harassment. The relationships between managers and their teams are super important at work. Good managers, whether they're men or women, really make a big difference in their team members' work lives. Everyone, including guys and girls in charge, should work together to encourage and support women at work. Male bosses genuinely want to help but may not know how. Follow these rules for good bosses, each applicable to every boss and woman, in any order you prefer. Use preferred names for employees. Learn and remember your employees' names, pronouns, and titles, including any changes post-marriage. Using proper names boosts team performance. Avoid condescending terms like sweetie or young lady. In 2008, Barack Obama apologized for using such language. If your boss uses inappropriate names, consider politely suggesting alternatives or using a humorous approach like calling them honey bear. If your boss uses inappropriate names, suggest alternatives or use a lighthearted response. Speak up if others don't use a woman employee's name. Respect personal preferences, never abbreviate without permission, and avoid suggesting post-marriage names. Consideration of names and pronouns creates a positive work environment, enhancing team performance. Authentically connect with your team by learning about them. Get to know the women on your team respectfully, without prying. Take it at their pace and comfort level. Invite them to connect on social media, and while you're at it, share a bit about yourself too. Learning more about each other can uncover common interests, whether it's a love for running or cooking. At Techstars, we all take a personality assessment, helping us understand each other better and find shared traits beyond just gender. This shift in focus promotes a more connected and understanding team. Be genuine. Don't pretend to be perfect. For example, maybe you have kids and you want to spend time with them. Share that. Admit when you mess up. Be yourself, so your team feels comfortable discussing their lives and mistakes too. Connect with your female team members on a personal level to strengthen relationships, not because of curiosity or assumptions about their capabilities. This creates an environment where everyone can learn and grow together. Avoid assuming why female employees work or using outdated gender biases in hiring decisions. Most married women in the U.S. choose to work, nearly as many as those without partners. Don't assume she's just earning a second income, needing less pay than a male colleague. Pay her what she deserves, no games. Also, don't assume she'll have kids and quit working. Less than 20% of working women make that choice. Some hide their marriage plans at work. Unfairly, some face job loss during downsizing because decision makers think it's easier for women. Don't tolerate this workplace discrimination. A woman's marital or family status should never be a factor in hiring decisions. During job interviews, avoid asking about a woman's husband in an attempt to make assumptions about her pay or work availability. While curiosity about people's lives outside of work is natural, don't cross boundaries by questioning a woman's salary expectations or job capabilities based on her family responsibilities. Asking about childcare arrangements like, who takes care of your children, is inappropriate, as these decisions are private matters for the woman and her family. Support women returning from maternity leave proactively. Coming back to work after having a baby is tough, especially for moms with their first child. Most of them want to come back to work, but if it's not done well, there's a big chance they might leave. When a mom comes back to work, it's not easy. She had to leave her baby, and that made her feel guilty. It gets even harder if there's no plan for her to start working again, and she finds someone else using her office or doing her projects. That just adds more stress. Get everything ready for her when she comes back to work, set up her office, and make her feel important. Include her in meetings and give her important tasks from the beginning. Keep her connected during her time off by sharing updates and scheduling calls the way she likes. Make sure she has a private and equipped space for lactation and give her the time she needs for it. Some workplaces don't handle this well, making women come up with excuses to pump milk. Encourage guys to take paternity leave and be a good example by taking it yourself when you have kids. Consider family needs when scheduling travel and meetings, morning or evening. Whether it seems fair or not, lots of working women become the main caregivers when they have kids. Husbands might help out, but they usually need some notice. A good boss understands that women with young kids have a busy schedule. Going home to take over from a nanny or pick up a child from daycare usually doesn't leave much room for changes. These women can work hard and raise a family, but they have to be good at managing their time. Last-minute requests for late meetings can mess up a working mom's day, especially if she's doing it on her own. Women should be able to attend meetings outside standard work hours or go on overnight trips, but they need time to plan. Suddenly changing schedules affect women doing shift work and those with partners doing the same. Employers should understand women's responsibilities outside of work and offer flexible options. Let them choose when and where to work, even part-time if needed. Evaluate their performance, not just how long they spend at the office. Support women against harassment together. If a woman feels harassed or bullied, sexually or otherwise, assume it's a real concern. Don't downplay it by saying the offender meant nothing. As a female employee's boss, step in to help. Your response depends on how serious the incident is. For minor cases, you might use humor to diffuse the situation, like saying, "Don't let HR hear you say that." If someone gets too drunk at a holiday party, guide them away and seek help from your colleagues. If the person causing the issue outranks you, get support from senior leaders. If you feel hesitant about standing up for a woman, talk to her directly. Listen to her thoughts and avoid making excuses for the company. Offer practical advice for handling tricky situations. For example, if a male boss suggests a post-work drink to discuss work or her career, encourage her to trust her instincts. As a leader, set a positive tone in your team by talking positively about women in inappropriate, non-sexual ways. Proactively give top-performing women raises. Women often don't ask for better pay or promotions as much as men do. It's not about confidence, but about how people react. When men push for more money or a higher position, they're usually supported more than women. Women might even lose job offers if they try to negotiate. Women also spend more time carefully planning their requests, while men might just ask on the spot. Instead of waiting for women to ask, it's suggested to give them promotions and raises without them having to request them. This not only helps women, but also makes them more loyal to the workplace. If a woman deserves a raise or promotion, just give it without waiting for her to ask. It's a way to make the work environment fair and supportive. Treat everyone fairly in criticism. A boss who's tough but fair, treating everyone the same without being mean, can help a woman's career. The boss should have the same rules for everyone, not be easier on women and harder on men. Sometimes bosses can be tough. They might question everything, shout, or even make you cry. But if they're right, it's a chance to learn and get stronger. If someone's upset, give them time to cool off instead of rushing to comfort them. Women might cry more, but it's okay. Bosses should treat women and men the same way. Ask tough questions, but be considerate of how they like to work. For example, don't force them to speak on the spot if they like preparing their answers. When giving feedback, be honest with everyone, especially women. Women often think their bosses rate them lower, so it's important to clear that up. Let them know when they're doing well to boost their confidence. Bosses need to be fair and treat everyone the same. This makes the workplace better for everyone and helps everyone's career. Motivate women to embrace risks and grab chances. Acknowledge and appreciate the good work of your female employees. But don't stop there. Let them know their strengths and encourage them to take on challenging tasks. Find roles and projects that can help them learn new things. In your one-on-one meetings, talk about their future and what they want to achieve in their careers. Work together to make a plan that can change as needed. Look for chances to learn things that will help them move up in their careers. Support their goals and help them grow. I think that women are more confident than men. Sometimes, women may not apply for jobs they're not fully qualified for because they get judged more. Studies say that if a woman seems confident without showing she cares for others, it can be a problem. So, instead of just telling a woman to be more confident, it's better to share good feedback about her. This way, she can see that others think she's valuable without doubting what they think about her. Skip commenting on women's outfits or looking young. Instead, focus on recognizing their excellent work. Be specific about their skills and potential when you notice or hear about it. Don't use patronizing words like, good for you, and avoid taking credit for a woman's success. Keep it straightforward and avoid adding unnecessary details. Key points. 1. Good bosses help fix the unfairness between men and women at work by treating everyone well, making sure pay is fair, and stopping harassment. 2. Nice managers connect with their team by using the right names, learning about them, and not being unfair in hiring decisions. 3. Moms coming back to work after having a baby need support, like having a good office setup, being part of meetings, and having a comfortable space for pumping milk. 4. Bosses should understand that moms with kids might need a flexible schedule and plan, so last-minute changes don't cause problems. 5. Give good, hard-working women promotions and raises without waiting for them to ask. This makes the workplace fair and supportive for everyone.